The photographs from the Katrina hurricane float through cyberspace, and each day out of thousands, one will arrive at your doorstep on the front page of the newspaper. We're going to talk about one such photograph right now, and you can see it at NPR.org. Last Saturday, the Washington Post ran a picture that would not be easy to forget. A young black woman wearing a blue shirt, a kerchief covering her hair, a protective mask pushed up on her forehead. And she is gazing directly into the lens of the camera, directly at photographer Ricky Cariotti, who joins us now from New Orleans, from the French Quarter. Welcome, Mr. Cariotti.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this young woman who you met there. Who is she, please?
She's Dwanda Tyler, and she's from New Orleans, and she was working on a street sweeping crew. Her and about five others were cleaning the streets.
And how unusual, I mentioned her gaze is directly toward you. It seems surprising to see this in a newspaper. Is that a very unusual thing, that someone's looking right into the lens?
Not only is it unusual, but it's unusual to see it on the front page. I can't remember the last time a portrait like that ran on the front page of the Washington Post.
And how did it happen?
My assignment for the day was to go out and make something for the front page. They told me we got about 2 hours before deadline. And I was just walking around for about an hour, and I came upon this crew that were sweeping the streets, cleaning up. So I asked them, you know, I said, hey, you guys mind if I hang out with you for a while? And they said, sure. I remember her. I just started focusing on her from a distance. And then I got in closer, and she was so tired. And you can just see it in all of their faces that they're trying to keep a happy face, but you can tell that they're just so worn out and so tired. And she got up and she just rested her arms on the broom just to take a break. And she wiped her brow with her sleeve, and then she looked directly at me. And those eyes, I won't forget those eyes. Hmm. And, you know, those eyes just speak for thousands.
Did you feel that perhaps you'd made a mistake, that you have, here's a picture that we don't normally use because she's looking right in the lens?
No. I got back to my hotel room. I put it up on my laptop, and, you know, I knew right away it was a great picture.
You know, everybody's response would be different. And some people would say she's angry. Everybody would agree she's tired. What is the feeling that you get beyond exhaustion?
I think her eyes say that, you know, they just can't take any more down here, especially now another storm's coming. I mean, they've had enough. Mm-hmm. Sort of like hopelessness, you know. It's just, there's so much work to do down here, and it seems like, you know, it's just going to take forever.
Have you been able to track her down and tell her that she was on the front page of a newspaper, or to get a print to her?
And I've been walking around every day just looking for pictures, and I haven't seen those guys at all.
What is the nature of your interaction with a photographic subject in a dire situation like this one with Dwanda Tyler? You would always have a conversation, right?
Yeah, probably beforehand, but I wouldn't, you know, I'd let these subjects go, you know. I let them know that I'm there, but I try not to interact with them a lot, and I step back. And if it's a bad situation, I'll step way back and work it from the back and then move in. You know, I give them their space. At a time like this, you know, people need space. I mean, they don't need a camera in their face. You know, I just try to be as respectful as I can.
Ricky Cariotti of the Washington Post talking with us from the French Quarter in New Orleans. Thank you, sir.
Oh, you're so welcome.